here. This is just an example in life of how things don't always go the way you plan. This is my story of that. I thought it was just another day when I woke today, cause everything pretty much felt the same when I left that house on my way to my homie's places. He woke me on the phone around 6 in the morning. He said it was urgent, so I rubbed my eyes, yawned, and I was gone. And when I pulled up, he was already waiting out front in his truck, so I got in and said, "What's up?" He said, "We gotta meet these motherfuckers down the block in a parking lot about a scoop on a fat knot." And when we rolled up right to the bat, I recognized one of these cats. Saw him at a Rimmatown shop a few weeks back, so I left it at that, cause they was the info on the jack. And from what they was saying, the lick was a half a million chips in a duffel bag from weed and ecstasy pills. It sounded good, maybe a little too good, cause instead of waiting for night, we hit him in broad daylight. My homie went to the front door and knocked, and I was right behind with a 9. And the other homie I didn't mention was out front in the ride, ready to drive. And when the fool opened the door, about a 3-inch gap, my nigga mashed through, but the other fool had a strap and shot back, hitting my homie twice, but it wasn't fatal. But I had visions of putting this clown in the grave, though. My homie was on the street yelling, "Let's go," cause it was in the middle of the day and neighbors was peeping out their windows. So instead of getting us all hemmed up, I ran to the car just for the homie to tell me that the strap must have been dropped in the front yard. When he got hit, must have fell in the grass in the bushes next to the front door. And I gotta get that, cause fingerprints incriminating whole facts. So as I run back into the line of fire, I found no heat and our time's about to fucking expire. That means no more sunshine and no more dating wires.
Man, no more dipping them lolos, fuck that.
So as I finally get in the car, we mash them through the back street the other direction, so we can avoid all the major intersections. So as we driving, I'm in the front, my homie who got hits in the back, and I'm putting pressure on the bullet holes with my hands so he don't fall flat. And to avoid automatic arrest, we called up some part-time paramedics to meet us at the spot, cause a homie got shot. And when they showed up, they tried a little bit, but feared the artery was hit, so that was it. We have to drop him with his girl real quick, so she can take him to the emergency. And after they fixed him up, he went into custody, but not too long, cause he had a Johnny Cochran type of attorney. And the other fool that shot him was already on thin ice, with 2 strikes, should be on his way to the pen to do life. And my homie was doing better now, but the nerve damage took a while to heal. While the whole time thinking how bad I wanna kill, but he disappeared, he must have squealed. Now he protected by the shield. And my homie that healed not long after got caught up in some other shit, all behind a telephone and a snitch. Ain't life like a bitch? Take, take, take. If you let him, they'll never give. And when I look back on the whole thing, it was like he was waiting for us to ring. So that brings me back to the same scene in my head of that cat I recognize in a parking lot, but I ain't seen his ass since he got shot dead.